Olá, VPFire! Iniciou agora a segunda temporada do quadro de leitura nivelada com Graded Readers do VPFI. Os episódios deste audiobook estarão agendados para toda sexta-feira, às 7 horas da manhã aqui, e no YouTube, toda sexta-feira, às 20h30. É com imenso prazer que eu realizo a leitura de hoje, que é o primeiríssimo capítulo do livro O Fantasma da Ópera. Este book está dividido em 11 episódios, onde haverá minha narração, com pronúncia de inglês americano, e o videobook no YouTube. Assim, você pode praticar diferentes aspectos linguísticos enquanto refina sua cultura com a leitura desta obra clássica. Para uma melhor experiência, ouça este capítulo com o seu headset ou seu fone de ouvido. Chapter 1: The Opera Ghost. Strange things were happening at the Paris Opera House that season. There were rumors about a ghost in the building. No one knew when the rumors had started. Some people said it was Joseph Bouquet who began it all. Joseph Bouquet was one of the scene shifters, a quiet, reliable man. He said that he had seen a frightening figure in the corridors of the building. He said the figure was wearing a dress suit. At first, he thought the man was just one of the audience. Then he looked again. He saw that the figure had no face. It was a skull. The skin was yellow. The eyes were black holes. And the whole figure was terribly thin. Soon everyone at the opera began to see strange things. One of the firemen, Pamping, said that he had gone down into the cellars of the building. When he was down there, he had seen a head of fire coming towards him. He was very clear about it. He had seen a head of fire, but the head had no body at all. The people who worked at the opera house were disturbed and excited by all these stories. The young girls in the Corps de Ballet were particularly thrilled by the stories. They said the ghost was responsible for all the little accidents that happened at the opera house. One evening, one of the opera's principal dancers, La Sorelli, was sitting in her dressing room. It was an important evening for her. She was going to perform at a special gala performance for the two managers who were retiring. The peace and quiet of the dressing room was suddenly disturbed by the entry of a group of young girls from the Corps de Ballet. The girls were talking excitedly. "We've seen him! We've seen him!" One of them announced. "We've seen the ghost!" Sorelli did not really believe the girls, but she was very superstitious. She was easily frightened by stories of the ghost, but she tried to be brave. "Pull yourselves together," she told the girls. "But we've seen him! We've really seen him!" One of the girls insisted. "And Gabriel's seen him too," the girl added. "Gabriel, the chorus master?" asked Sorelli. "What did he say?" "He said he was talking to that strange Persian man, you know the one?" "Yes," said Sorelli, "I know the Persian." Everyone at the opera house knew the Persian. The girls were convinced that he had the evil eye. They were frightened of him. "So what happened?" Sorelli asked. Gabriel was talking to the Persian. He looked over the Persian's shoulder and he saw the ghost standing behind him. Gabriel was terrified. What did the ghost look like? Sorelli wanted to know. He was wearing a dress suit, just as Joseph Bouquet described him, and his head was like a skull. One of the girls said, "My mother says Joseph Bouquet shouldn't talk so much," one of the girls said quietly. It was Meg, whose mother, Madame Geary, also worked at the opera. She was a box keeper. "What did your mother tell you?" the girls asked Meg. "She said the ghost doesn't like people to talk about him," Meg replied slowly. "She says it's because of Box 5. Mom's in charge of Box 5, you see? Box 5 is the ghost box," she told them. "That's where he goes during performances. No one else can go there." "Has your mother seen him then?" the girls asked. "No," Meg explained. "You can't see him. All that talk about his dress suit and the skeleton and the head of fire is all just nonsense. Mother's never seen him. She just hears him when he's in the box." The girls looked at each other. They could not make sense of Meg's story at all. "That's what I meant about Joseph Bouquet," Meg told them. "He shouldn't tell all those stories. The ghost won't like it at all. He might..." Suddenly, the dressing room door opened and a woman came in. Her eyes were wide open and she looked really frightened. "Joseph Bouquet," she gasped. "He's dead. Someone found his body in the cellar. He was hanged."
Na próxima sexta-feira, às 7 horas da manhã, haverá o segundo capítulo disponível aqui para você continuar assistindo e estudando. E lembre-se que a versão de videobook estará no YouTube às 20h30, caso você necessite de um apoio mais visual para compreender a história.